Born in 1934, Hashim Jalal was a senior diplomat who served as Indonesia's envoy to the United Nations, as well as ambassadors to Canada and Germany in the 1980s and 1990s. He contributed to various maritime initiatives, both nationally and internationally. Next, we have Indonesian national football team coach Patrick Kluivert, who said he enjoys the pressure and is ready to lead the team to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup in North America. Kluivert of the Dutch came after its former South Korean coach Shin Tae-yong built the team for 5 years, and Indonesia is currently in third place in the qualifiers with 6 points from 6 matches. As reported by Antara State News Agency in an introduction session in Jakarta on Sunday, Kluivert emphasized there was no other choice but to win the 4 remaining matches. Patrick is a former striker who has strengthened a number of top European clubs, such as Ajax Amsterdam, AC Milan, Barcelona, CF Valencia, Newcastle United, PSV Eindhoven, and LOSC Lille. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voindonesia.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. It is so good to greet you in the new edition of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Why new? Because we broadcast longer for 6 hours starting of January 3rd in 2025. As always, we're going to present various interesting information, updates, programs, lovable music only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. So if you have any interesting story to share, you can share it to RRI Digital Mobile Application chat room or through our direct message on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Yo, Ibu Radio, Ibu Radio, Ibu Radio.
Buka mata saat pagi menyapa, oh dunia menyambutku dengan lagu cerah. Nyalakan radio temanku cari info, ini musim yang keren untuk menghitamkan kulit. Oh, kasih penantimu, oh, oh, dan red menunggumu. Yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk, liburan yuk. Yuk, ke pantai yuk, ke pantai yuk. Ternyata pacaran tak membuat kamu bahagia, jadi lebih baik ke pantai aja. Hidup selalu tingkat, mari kawan kita sedikit nekat. Tinggalkan pacarmu, lupakan mantanmu, sebentar saja itu takkan membunuhmu.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
aku ini. Ingin ku percaya, ingin ku percaya. Kau bilang cinta selalu mengerti. Kau bilang cinta tak salah. Kau bilang cinta saling percaya.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Thank you so much for still tuning in on the program that you can enjoy at voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI. And later, of course, at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7, we have, we also broadcast on RRI Net or UCTV for RRI Net viewers. Listener, the very first information comes from the renowned Indonesian composer Adi MS and his Twilight Orchestra are set to hold an orchestra concert titled Video Game Concert Volume 2 in Jakarta on February 22nd following last year's success. The show will feature symphonic musical performances inspired by several internationally popular video games, and the concert will also feature performances by South Korean idol group Kanbis and several Indonesian musicians including Kevin Aprilio, Tristan Juliano, Mutia Amanda, and Evelyn Wijaya. According to Kanbis members Hello, Nine, Venny, and Lucky, this will be a unique mix of Korean pop and video game music. And they are delighted to perform in Indonesia, which is a great country with a huge K-pop fan base. During the concert, Twilight Orchestra will collaborate with 250 choral singers. The musicians will perform new compositions inspired by soundtracks from popular video games, in 2 sessions, lasting 120 minutes in total. The opening session will offer the audience pieces of music associated with games such as Dota 2, Monster Hunter, PUBG, Pokemon, Street Fighter, Harvest Moon, and Ragnarok. The second session will feature soundtracks from Final Fantasy, one of Japan's most popular and enduring role-playing game franchises. Wow, really interesting when video game makes in music. So if you're happening to be in Indonesia, in Jakarta precisely, on February 22nd, go get the concert tickets of Video Game Concert Volume 2.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Ini asmaraku, ini asmaramu, sungguh makin sempurna.
Is like a miracle and it is more than just a physical attraction. If it's over individual, then we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you, and I love you. Till the world is falling apart.
Kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu.
Who?
Kamu.
Yeah.
Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku terbang. Cintai kamu takkan pernah takut. Kau simak jalanku, kamu.
Here we go, to the first time, girl. But I want you to know you still rock my world.
Baby, I love you.
I love you too, girl. And I love you when you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous when I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Saying this is the disaster. Can I maybe get started?
Terima kasih.
Isyana Sarasvati and Rai Putra with Kau Adalah or You Are Just led us to the next information comes from firefighters that made slow progress in their battle to contain the inferno that has burned wide areas of Los Angeles Pacific Palisades neighborhood to the ground. But spreading flames and strong winds still threaten communities and the death toll rose to 24 on Sunday. Aircraft drop water and fire retardants on steep hills to stem the eastward spread of the Palisades fire, and KTLA television reported that ground crews had managed to save a number of houses, although others were lost. According to Los Angeles County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, six simultaneous blazes have ripped across the second largest U.S. city since Tuesday, killing at least 24 people as of Sunday. California Governor Gavin Newsom, said he expected the death toll to rise. Newsom said the fires are likely to be the worst natural disaster in United States history in terms of just the cost associated with it. Active duty military personnel are ready to support the firefighting effort. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said in a series of Sunday television interviews, adding the agency has urged residents to begin filing for disaster relief. Well, we are also, of course, certainly saddened with the wildfires in Los Angeles, United States. Hopefully, it can be a lesson as well for Indonesia to avoid such a disaster. We'll be back with more interesting information program only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Something that I never had. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love?
music, jams, art performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. It is known not because the rooster crows, but the rooster crows because it's starting to be known. Likewise with people's movements. People's movements arise not because leaders speak, but leaders speak because there is movement. This quote is taken by Muhammad Hatta. Dr. Andes Muhammad Hatta, familiar to his comrades as Bung Hatta, was a statesman, drafter, and economist who played many roles in Indonesia's struggle for independence. He, as the proclaimer of independence, together with the first Indonesian president, Sukarno, played a central role in the struggle for Indonesian independence from Dutch colonialism and proclaimed it on August 17, 1945. Muhammad Hatta, the first Indonesian vice president, was born on August 12, 1902 and passed away on March 14, 1980.
Every minute it makes me weaker. You can't.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comment and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The clouds is the nickname of the Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak. Harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini loh, buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesodot dua kali saya tanya ini, nggak bela-belo itu, minta kentut sama ibunya, buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dirubah.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Raja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Dilarung air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan, dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of the Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen realm.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flow into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Karena harus punya tata krama. Ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara, sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, to visit a sacred water spring, we survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pingalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya kok utama telur puyuh satu.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojong itu bawa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade, white means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya, jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
be heard of an island. An island of the gods. To me, Bali is my home. There is truly something for everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was paused in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken yourself. To witness the spirit rising and experience the culture like no other. It's time. For Bali.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Newsline. Indonesian otorhinolaryngologist at the Premier Jatinegara Hospital, Jakarta, Harim Priyono, said Indonesia has great potential to become a health referral center in Asia in cochlear implant surgery in children. As reported by Antara State News Agency, Harim on Sunday said both public and private hospitals in Indonesia are equipped with advanced medical technology recognized worldwide, including by Singapore. According to Harim, with support from the Indonesian Ministry of Health and an increased capacity of therapists, Indonesia is ready to become a center of excellence for handling ear disorders, especially in cochlear implant surgery. The University of Indonesia in Depok, West Java has opened 5 new research laboratories. As reported by Antara News Agency, the laboratories are the Energy Transition Laboratory, Sustainable Energy System Laboratory, Electric Vehicle Testing Laboratory, Environmental and Conservation Laboratory, and Indonesia Climate Modeling and Policy Hub. They are part of its commitment to advancing environmental sustainability and supporting the energy transition through the University of Indonesia Net Zero Initiative Program. The University Director, Professor Heri Hermansyah, emphasized the new laboratories will foster interdisciplinary research with tangible outcomes to achieve the net zero emissions.